50 years ago this week, musicians took the stage in California for the first ever major rock festival. Now, organizers didn't call it that. They were afraid of upsetting the locals.
The three-day Monterey International Pop Festival became the template for Woodstock, Bonnaroo, Coachella, and all the rest. A film by a future Oscar winner carried the performances around the world and set the standard for concert documentaries. Paul Ingalls looks back at how it all came together.
Four names rise to the top of any conversation about the 1967 Monterey Pop Festival.
Janis Joplin.
When she sang, all of her sang. I mean, she shook her butt, she shook her feet, she shook her head.
Otis Redding. The power and the feeling in his voice was something that a lot of us had never seen before.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary.
The Who smashing their instrument. The audience looked absolutely shell-shocked after Everything Blows Up During My Generation.
Jimi Hendrix, of course.
When he throws the guitar down on the stage and pulls out a can of Bronson lighter fluid and douses it, lights it, and then leans back in this sacrificial rite of giving his guitar to the gods, one of the most iconic rock and roll moments in musical history.
Photographer Tom Gundelfinger O'Neill. We also heard from filmmaker D.A. Pennebaker, music journalist Holly George Warren, author Ken Kubernick, and photographer Henry Diltz. Singer Grace Slick of the Jefferson Airplane was also there and, via Skype, remembers the musicians who weren't playing, watching, transfixed from behind the curtains at the side of the stage.
We hadn't seen a lot of these people, and everybody was just blown away by Jimi Hendrix in particular, because we hadn't seen him live. But we were amazed at each other.
When the truth is hard to be alive.
3 days of music history began as a one-day one-off. Two promoters, Alan Pariser and Ben Shapiro, were booking musicians for an all-day event at the same fairgrounds that hosted the storied Monterey Jazz Festival. Record producer Lou Adler got wind of the project.
Rock and roll was not considered an art form. So when the idea came up to possibly do this at the same venue that had jazz festivals, we thought this might be the chance for that validation.
Adler and his partner, John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas, took over. The idea for the festival had always been to mix up a wide range of musicians, but Adler says the San Francisco psychedelic bands wanted nothing to do with the more commercial pop musicians from L.A.
Those meetings that took place in San Francisco pretty much almost came to blows.
On top of that, local authorities in Monterey were starting to get cold feet over the prospect of their little town being overrun by hippies. So John Phillips wrote this song to smooth things over.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair.
Scott McKenzie's recording of the song hit the top 10. ABC TV put up $200,000 in advance to get a Monterey film for its new Movie of the Week series, and D.A. Pennebaker, fresh off the success of his Bob Dylan documentary Don't Look Back, was hired to make it.
Usually I just did my films by myself, and suddenly the idea of having to do a concert film with four or five or six different cameramen was something I had never even thought about doing before, so it was kind of letting everybody go out and do whatever they thought a concert film should be.
To open up the first Monterey International Pop Festival, we'd like to give you the Association.
With that introduction by John Phillips, the Los Angeles band launched the event.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me.
The group's Along Comes Mary was a thinly veiled salute to marijuana. Kind of an appropriate place to start, considering that, by all accounts, drugs were everywhere. But Lou Adler says the drug use was treated with a light touch by Monterey's police force.
It didn't take long for them to have flowers in their hair, in their helmets, and flowers on their guns. the changeover from what they were told was going to happen to what actually happened in Monterey was very special.
Most of the musicians played for free, and the proceeds from ticket sales went to charity. In fact, a foundation set up for the festival still gives away royalties from any released Monterey recordings and from D.A. Pennebaker's documentary Monterey Pop, which was released in theaters the following year. But it never aired on ABC, says Adler.
At the time, the head of ABC was a man named Tom Moore, who was a very conservative Southern gentleman. So we showed him Jimi Hendrix fornicating with his amp and said, "What do you think?" And he said, "Keep the money and get out." He said, "Not on my network." And so we were able to keep the advance and the film.
There was never a follow-up to the original Monterey International Pop Festival until this weekend, when a 50th anniversary event will take over the same fairgrounds. For NPR News, I'm Paul Ingalls.
Yes, as I said before, it's really groovy. I'd like to bore you for about 6 or 7 minutes to do a little thing. Yeah. Excuse me, folks.